We don't leave people in obscurity. Right. We say what we mean, and we mean what we say.
Amen.
I don't like to preach a sermon, and then you wonder, who is he calling out?
Yeah.
I'll just tell you. You're like, so who's this particular sermon right here, Pastor Mee? What is this in response to? Grayson Fritz.
Amen.
Tommy McMurtry.
Yeah.
The new IFB, or the new IFB rejects.
Amen.
The no IFBers.
Amen.
The Patrick Boyles. These users and backstabbers and abusers. That's who I'm talking about.
Amen.
Just so there's no question in your mind.
Yeah. Right.
I wonder who he's talking about. There it is. But in particular, obviously, you know, Grayson Fritz is the one that I'm really talking about. Because recently, Grayson Fritz has just gone on this rampage of just attacking the new IFB and making railing accusations against the new IFB. And folks, we know the severity of a railing accusation.
Yeah.
A railing accusation will get you kicked out of church.
Yeah.
So when a pastor, an ordained minister of the gospel who has a church, decides to bring forth railing accusations against other people, churches and pastors, that's a grievous sin.
Yeah.
That needs to be addressed. Look at 2 Samuel 16. Now, you know, last week, he was a little more bold than usual. And, you know, he made a response video, and he said my name and my pastor's friend's names, that he wants nothing to do with us. But before, he was just kind of casting stones from afar. And then, you know, I remember, you know, he was preaching some sermons, and one of my pastor friends said, man, he's preaching against you. And this is literally what I said. That's my boy. Why would Fritz preach against me? We're like friends. I'm like, nah, dude, you're tripping. He's like, he's preaching against you. I was like, all right. And me and my lover of confrontation called him right then and there. I said, hey, what's up? Hey, are you preaching against me? I heard that you preached a sermon and you're like calling me out and you're preaching against me. Is that true? No. No, that was someone else. I'm talking to my church members. Oh, okay. All right. I was just checking. How's the family? Because like, I'm just a confrontational person like that. It's not that I love confrontation. I just love resolution.
Amen.
That's what I love. And confrontation is necessary to resolve things.
Yeah.
But then he began to get more bold. And as of last week, he preached a sermon where he is bad-mouthing the new IFB, even to the point where he makes this railing accusation about a pastor in the new IFB who condones a man praying for the death of his ex-wife so that he can become a pastor and that the pastor of that church won't say anything to him. I mean, this is very elaborate. So I was like, whoa, that's grievous. If that's true, that's a grievous thing, yeah. So who is it? Because that's really grievous. I mean, as far as I can remember, you know, Grayson Fritz still believes in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
Amen.
I'm sure he's dealt with railers in his church. And I'm sure he went about it the right way, as in when there's a railer, there has to be two witnesses.
Right.
Evidence has to be present. If one person comes to him accusing him of these things or accusing another person of this, he's not just going to accept it at face value. There needs to be evidence.
Right.
I'm sure that's what he believes. I'm sure 1 Corinthians 5 is still in his King James Bible. I'm sure he believes in church discipline still, I think. So let's just hold him to that same standard.
Amen.
So Grayson Fritz, you know, the way you may have church disciplined some people in times past for railing, and you just investigated, you looked at the evidence, and based upon the clear evidence, the two witnesses, three witnesses that you had, you excommunicated someone out of your church. Well, in like manner, who are the witnesses to what you're saying? Where's the evidence for this railing accusation against the pastor who's supposedly permitting this in his church? It's not necessarily a challenge. It's just a normal question, really.